Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Yevamos, that Avram was Makayim Kola Torah Kugo Kodim Janitna. That Avram, perhaps the others as well, did observe the Torah even before it was given. And the Gemara goes so far, Afil Eruv Tevshuin. Even Eruv Tevshuin, meaning even a mitzvah drabanon, they kept that. And I think the Meshech Chachma explains, Betzkushitaso, and Avram Avinu, who was Achnasis Archim, so therefore, Erev Tevshuin helps you have food for the guests, as opposed to with Yaakov, Erev Techumen, you want to keep the boundaries, he was more of a turning inward. Or as the Meshech Chachma explained, that's why Avram was Misakin Shacharis, well, he was Misakin Shacharis, and that's why it makes sense that in Michut Ve'atzruch now, that we learn out from Avram, we were Zocha to the mitzvah of Sitzis and Tefillin, that's why it makes sense we say it in our Shacharis. It's always saying Adon Olam, because that's what Avram did. So either way, the question is, if Avram kept the Torah even before he was commanded, so why over here did he wait for a tzivoy? Why over here did he wait to be commanded? So there are a famous question and many answers. So one answer is from the Marsha in Yevamos, Kuf Amud Beis. He points out, and I think it's in Tezayin and Baba Basra, that when did this Yisod begin? When did the Avos start keeping the Torah? It's only after Avram did the Milah. Before the Milah, he didn't keep the Torah, so therefore it's not a Kasha. Avram only kept the Torah once he did the Milah, so you can't ask why didn't he do the Milah before. It was the Milah is what got the thing going. It was it got everything generated. That's A1, the Marsha. A2, I heard from Rav Nissen Alpert, and as well a Talmud Muvag or Ramosha as well. They say in the name of Rav Chaim Salavechik or Rav Chaim Brisker, that milah is different because milah is a bris. You're making a covenant. You're making an agreement. If I'm making an agreement with myself, it's not going to do much. I mean, you could take on things, but in terms of a commitment, in terms of an arrangement, so you need two people for a bris, whether it's a business deal or any other type of deal. So therefore, the mitzvah of milah isn't just cutting off the arla. It's much more than that. It's showing a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch and Avram. So obviously, A2, you had to wait to be commanded, or else you needed two people. You couldn't do it on your own. Another answer given, the famous answer, the Gra, the Ma'aral Diskin, as well as Rabbi Yoha Mizrahi, that we have a klal in the Gemara, greater is the one who does a commandment who's commanded than one who volunteers. It's counterintuitive. But as Tosis points out, because the Yetzer is much greater, no one wants to be told what to do. When you volunteer, it's much easier. So that's why it's greater when you do something which you're commanded, because it's much harder to do. Of course, on a certain level, it's good to volunteer, but that's why it's much harder. And it's the famous Orachayim HaKadosh by the Meraglim, that he points out that what was the problem with the Meraglim. We have a principle, Shchuchu Shadam Kamoso, and there's a concept of Pikabalah, is you take on some of the energy from the person sending you. If there's positive energy, it's good. If it's negative energy, it's not good. So who sent them? God didn't want them to send Meraglim, but they listened to Klai Yisrael. So Klai Yisrael's negative energy had an impact on the Meraglim. But by Bris Milah, it was God who told Avram to do the Milah. So therefore, that's just more of the Kabbalistic reason. So either way, the question is, So the answer is Godo Matuva Meyose Mashaina Matuva Yose. It's greater reward when you get when you do a mitzvah, you're commanded. So if Avram wanted to wait, so why not wait on every other mitzvah? What's unique about milah? So since milah can only be done once, so therefore you only did the one time you wanted to do it at the opportune time. And then there's another famous answer four from the Briskarov. And the Meshech Chachma works with the same Yisod as well. But the point being is, he says it's the mitzvah mila that creates the status of an aro. Before there was a mitzvah mila, you might have a physical aro, but it wasn't a pagam, it wasn't a negative. It's only once you have the mitzvah mila that creates the pagam. Like the Meshech Chachma writes, we find Vayipo Avram Alpana. He says, I can't stand because the Shekhinah is in front of me. It never said it before. He seemed to stand fine. So if your Reish Lakish points out what was right before, and Avram was commanded in the mitzvah mila. So once you're commanded in the mitzvah mila, therefore you have a status of an aro, and aro could take away from it, and therefore Avram, there was nothing to do before, and he couldn't do it beforehand because there was no status of an oral. Parenthetically, some ask that what we see, it seems to be, I think, Adam, Shane, we find different people beforehand, that they talk, Chazal talk about someone being a Nolad Maho. They were born circumcised, and it seems to be some Maila. According to this, it won't make any sense. You know, unless you combine it with some other answers. And A5 is a famous Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer talks about, we know there's an Isser, we learn in Parashas Noach, Achas Dimchem, that one is, it's prohibited to commit suicide and cause any damage to yourself. So therefore, and Ben Noach is Chayev Misa, it could be Neragal. So, even if you're not Nerag, so the issue is, you have no heter to do Mila, because Mila would be Aser. You're causing harm. The only reason it's Mut is because the mitzvah Mila. So Avram wasn't permitted to do a Mila. It's just he'd be causing a Chabura to himself. Hence, by Mila, you had to wait until he was commanded. So we have five answers. We have the Marsha that they didn't start keeping the Torah until after Mila. Then we have Rav Nissen Alpin and Rav Chaim Brisker about that you need a bridge and need two people, so this doesn't make sense to do it before. Then you have the Maral Diskin, the Gra, the Mizrahi, about Gadol HaMetzuva V'yosa. Therefore, he wanted to do it right. The other mitzvahs, those you could do many times, but Mila you only could do once. We had the Briskarov, it's the mitzvah Mila that creates the status of a Haro. But before that, that's what Yipo upon of now, and therefore, it was before the commandment, there was no Erla, and you have the Chas himself, that it was before he's commanded. It's Asa because it's Asa to cause damage to oneself, and hence that is these are so many answers to the famous question. If Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, why did he wait by the mitzvah of Mila to be commanded?